Triple J. It's Veronica and Lewis.
That is Beautifully Unconventional from Visions of a Life, our feature album this week from Wolf Alice. It's the second album from Wolf Alice, and the lead singer Ellie joins you right now. G'day, Ellie.
Hi.
You just played a festival, am I right?
Yeah, we just played Cal Jam with the Foo Fighters. Yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah, actually, I was reading somewhere at some stage that you sometimes get inspired musically by watching festival sets. Like Father John Misty was an inspiration for a track?
Yeah, we watched him at a festival in Spain and he played True Affection, which is like my favourite Father John Misty song. And it's a whole different thing live. And me and Joel and Theo and Joff were just watching it and kind of had one of those moments where like, wow.
Of course, there was the beef with Shania Twain for that number one spot in the UK. Is that ongoing or how's that going?
I'm fearful for my life. She's got some hardcore fans.
Well, it is a really diverse sounding album, I'm sure everyone will hear through the course of, well, if you haven't already today, but this week. Some beautiful sort of vocal moments from you on tracks like After the Zero Hour. But this girl refused to die, so she made me think of almost like a Bat for Lashes-esque sort of sound, really stripped back track. Do you ever like avoid bringing sounds to the band that you're not sure are quite Wolf Alice? Or do you feel like you can kind of just bring anything to the band and be like, what do you reckon? Will this work?
I think we kind of live by the mantra of you only regret the things you don't do. So, you know, don't take offense for things if it's not what Wolf Alice song, because it's fine because you can use it. It's never a waste of time, and there's no time to be embarrassed ever, really. So,
yeah, because on the total other end of the scale, there's a track like Yuck Food. Real hardcore, screamo, sort of chaotic, angry stuff. Feels like a totally different direction. Particularly that woofing moment. Is that just like spontaneous?
I made that song quite a long time ago, I guess it just kind of poured out of me. I must have been having a really bad day.
And so you recorded the whole album in Los Angeles, is that right? With a producer who's worked with M83, Paramore, Justin Meldal Johnson?
Yeah.
Why did you choose to work with him in particular?
We wanted to work with Justin because the stuff that he's produced is so varied. You know, you have something like M83 who are, you know, quite synth heavy epic pop music in a way, and then the Ravionettes who are like really lo-fi garage music, and then somewhere in the middle was like Paramore, which is like quite hi-fi rock music. And I guess that kind of appealed to us because we didn't want to make an album which was kept to one style.
Another thing that I was really excited to see and I've been hanging out for a long time is the film that you guys made, which is kind of a like documentary about a tour, but then it's also kind of a story about, you know, it's got actors in it playing characters. It's a really unusual combination. And the guy who did it, Michael Winterbottom, does incredible stuff. How did that happen for you? How did that whole thing start?
He just reached out to us. He was looking for a band that were relatively new, but, you know, at a stage where they were touring on a bus and touring a lot. And, yeah, I think what appealed to us, like, we didn't want to make any kind of documentary about us because, you know, I don't think we have enough experience. You know, it's not interesting enough, you know. And, but what appealed to us was the kind of amalgamation of, like, fiction and real life, and you know, I think it's interesting how people form and keep up relationships on tour, and that was something that interested us.
Well, if anyone does want to see it, it's called On the Road, and it's had a limited cinema release in Australia, but it's certainly available to watch. Ellie, thank you so much for chatting to us all about Wolf Alice's second album, Visions of a Life, which we're featuring this week, and good luck for the rest of your time in the States.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Triple J. It's Veronica and Lewis.